Blackstone presents Bright Raven Skies by Christina Perez. This book is read by Lucy Rayner. Sisters are made, not born. For all of mine, on both sides of the Atlantic. Part 1. Thunder without rain. Smoke and ash. Monwiku Castle smouldered. Caniv was at war. And so too was Averyu. Despite the mist from the moors, Branwyn wiped hot sweat from her brow. Her mount thundered across the grass, and her joints ached, unaccustomed to the stallion's gait. When dawn had lit the carnage at the castle, the true queen of Caniv was nowhere to be found. Neither was her champion. The howl of a lonely wind rushed over Branwyn, troubling the bushes of spiky yellow gorse scattered across the moorland. She pressed on. Tristan and Assault were missing, presumed kidnapped by the Ormoricans. Branwyn urged her stallion faster, desperate, searching. King Mark judged that the Ormoricans would try to abscond with his wife by sea. The royal guardsmen left standing after the attack had been scouring the northern coast all day for any sign of either the queen or the king's nephew. Laughter, like the sea's murkiest fathoms, swelled in Branwyn's mind. Deep down, she didn't believe that Queen Assault had been taken by the Ormoricans, not least because the small boats and dinghies used to stage the attack had all been destroyed. No. The truth was that her cousin, whom Branwyn had once considered closer than a sister, had abandoned her husband, her duty to Averyu, her honor. She had run away with Tristan, the first man Branwyn had ever loved. It wouldn't be long before Avernic's shores were once more razed, deluged with broken bodies. Branwyn had failed in her most important mission. She had traded her heart for peace, but they had both turned to ash. Dark fire simmered beneath her skin. The old ones, the otherworld guardians of her island kingdom, had imbued Branwyn with primordial magic to defend her cousin and her homeland. But she was sick of saving Assault and Tristan. Dirt sprayed into the air from beneath her mount's hooves. In the distance, she spied the enormous arches of the Aqualan water bridge that...
Sample complete. Ready to continue?